What is this?
What's up, Basketball Jones family? On today's episode, we're going to list the top five shooting guards and small forwards at each position. But before we get into the podcast, here go a word from our sponsor. What's up, listeners? Lil Ken up here. And before we hop into the podcast, I got a little announcement, man. One of my favorite new podcasts to listen to is It's Taboo. All one word, spell I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Now, this is ran by Kenitra Upchurch. She's a great, great young lady, college student. She go over topics that young adults should really listen to. Really listen to. Like I said, the topics vary on countless and numerous topics. So I'm not even going to get into it. Just make sure y'all go subscribe, get the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where it's available. It's Taboo, all one word, I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Go check it out. Yes, sir. We back, part two. Like I said on the intro, you already know. Like I said on the intro as well, it's your boy Jay Straight.
What's up, Witty?
And your host that does the most, Ken Up. Your boy Kenny Ken Up, whatever y'all call me, whatever y'all want to refer to me as. I go by both. But we'll go ahead and get right into it, man. Part two of the video: small forwards at number one,
which is easy, of course.
LBJ, LeBron. Best player in the league, man. Just coming off a championship was the main reason they won a championship, which is why I didn't put Anthony Davis at number one in power forwards, but that's another story. If you didn't know that, go watch part one. You know, I throw some little things in there. Go watch part one, man, to see who I put at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at centers and power forwards. If you didn't watch part one, I don't know why you listening to part two. But anyway, we'll keep going.
Number two. We both got KD.
KD, man. That man on a mission. KD on a mission. And I ain't gonna lie. It's a part of me, not a strong part, because obviously I didn't hesitate putting LeBron. So part of me that wanted to put KD number one.
No.
KD coming, bro.
He could be coming, but let's pay a lot of respect. Bro.
Yeah,
he
got
ring.
Look,
give him that one.
Who did I just say is number one?
Okay, but okay. You need to answer mention that second part.
Yes, though. I did.
No, you
did. Yes, I did. KD is coming.
He could be coming. I don't care. A lot of niggas be coming, but the person that's still there,
yeah, but
they there.
He not that far ahead of him though. Is what I'm saying.
But he's ahead. Like he said, you won by a little bit. You still won, right?
That's true. Second place is the first to lose. Yep, you're right. All right, so number three is where we had a little bit of a disagreement. He was disrespectful.
I ain't being disrespectful.
But I put Kawhi at number three.
I put Jimmy.
And he put Jimmy Butler. Now, this is where we had our little debate, and I told him to save it for the show. But the whole scenario that we came up with is if you switch Kawhi Leonard and you put him on the Miami Heat, who, first of all, they probably would have beat LeBron and them.
Cool.
That Miami Heat team.
With Kawhi?
With Kawhi instead of Jimmy.
They would.
But you put Jimmy first.
But also, you put Jimmy on that Clippers team. They'd be...
Yeah, they wouldn't fold. They would have... I don't know if they would have beat the Lakers, but they would have got the Lakers.
It would have been game 7, a toss-up.
I don't know.
Yes,
that.
It would.
I don't know.
You sleep.
But you admitted that Kawhi on the Heat.
But it goes both ways, kind of.
But only reason, because I feel like Kawhi would feed into that culture.
Yeah.
Because they just hard-nosed, work hard, come in.
They defensive first. It's always been like that. Hustle, defense, everything. Offense will come.
But you still put Jimmy at three, though.
Because, I ain't going to lie. This is coming off of kind of like PG shit, bro, which is coming soon. When I say Kawhi dropped off after that 3-1 lead in that horrible game 7, I got to drop him at least one spot. I'm sorry. He didn't show up when they needed him to show up. A 3-1 lead, that takes that's something that's going to be remembered about him and his legacy for a minute. That 3-1 lead. Especially a team who never, ever reached the Western Conference Finals. And he had a 3-1 lead. And what name's going to come up when they say that? Kawhi, right?
Paul George.
But they go, Who's gonna be better though? Like, who's better?
Kawhi.
Exactly. Who team was he really?
Kawhi.
Exactly. So it's gonna be under him and under his belt. So that's why I had to drop him, because then again, you can't have bad games like that. You can't give up a lead like that if you're an all-star. If you top two or you top three in the league, bro. He wasn't in this position in the league. There's arguing him and LeBron being the best.
They was arguing that, but that doesn't mean it was actually
happening. That's always been the argument, though. Let's be honest. Kawhi, LeBron, you can't even lie.
I mean, that's what the majority of people say, but that's not... That doesn't mean anything. I mean, and you see that the conversation is dead now, but I still got...
And why is it dead now?
Because he nutted up.
Exactly. So that's why he's number... why he's behind Jimmy.
I guess.
Because Jimmy didn't nut up. Jimmy said, fuck that shit. I'm dropping 40 on LeBron's head. Jimmy played every second of that game because he didn't want to win. I mean, he didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
Kawhi, he just had off a game and had nonchalant.
But who better, though?
Who's better, Jimmy? They're both defense. They both get buckets.
But who better, though?
They similar. To me, right now, it's Jimmy. Right now, to Kawhi, other way.
Jimmy is a broke man's Kawhi.
You can say that.
Jimmy Butler's. Hey, nothing against Jimmy. I got Jimmy at number four.
He a dog.
I got Jimmy at four. He got Kawhi at four. This is the only disagreement we have. But Jimmy is a broke man's Kawhi.
Before Jimmy would do anything, he would never nut up.
Cause like Jimmy scored 40, not shooting threes. And until these past 2 years, Kawhi wasn't known as a 3-point shooter. He was known as a mid-range assassin. He still is a mid-range assassin.
For sure.
Because it's really three mid-range assassins. It's Jimmy, it's Kawhi, and it's DeMar DeRozan.
And then also, Jimmy find ways to make his team win. Kawhi really don't.
I mean, you couldn't say that before. Kawhi got two rings in two different locations.
I'm not going to argue too much about that other than he did have better production around him than Jimmy did.
I guess. Jimmy had pretty good players with Towns.
That's nice.
And with Kawhi Dan Rose.
Kawhi had pretty good, especially when before the Raptors, before he got the ring of Raptors.
Yeah, with the San Antonio Spurs.
Let's be honest. The coach is already Hall of Fame. Like,
but the Miami culture is Hall of Fame.
Huh?
The Miami culture is Hall of Fame.
Is he above Greg?
Huh?
He's above Greg?
Who, Miami?
No. I mean, yeah, Miami coach.
I mean, but Pat Riley is.
Just, no.
Pat Riley, the president.
I don't care. We talking about coach.
And he's the one who defines.
We didn't say president.
Okay. Is that culture Eric Spoelstra or is that culture Pat Riley?
It'd be Pat.
Exactly. Is that San Antonio culture, whoever the fucking GM is, if you don't even know that nigga name, or the president, or is it Greg Popovich's culture?
Pop.
Okay. My point is that.
The coach.
But no, we talking about culture.
You brought to culture. I was talking about culture. That's how I switch it up. Don't switch it up. I always say coaching. Don't try to do that shit to me, nigga.
We talking about coaching.
Don't try to finesse me. You say coaching. I say coach. That's what I was comparing.
Hey, they also call me Ernesto Finesto. I won that debate, bro.
Hell nah. You try to switch it up. Once they try to switch it up, that's when you know you lost.
No, I didn't switch it up. We culture, right? Culture.
When I say coaching.
Who has a better culture?
We agree. We say it. Of course, Miami have bet. Betting in.
Come on, Spurs. Pat Riley, culture.
That's hard.
Pat Riley.
Spurs got a culture too.
Pat Riley, though. Pat Riley with the Lakers. With the. What is it called? The Showtime Lakers. Magic Johnson. Come on now, man.
Well, you said Heat.
Yeah, but he shifted that culture to the Heat. That was his culture in LA.
But we talking about the Heat culture versus the Spurs culture.
Yeah, well, Pat
that's
Riley.
That's the argument. Them
Pat
two,
Riley.
Stop,
Cause
Matt.
It's Pat
stop,
Riley.
Matt. No, Matt.
It's Pat. Stop.
We talking about one. We talking about one thing. Yo, we talking
so
about
Pat,
different.
So it's, no. Cause it's Pat Riley culture. Was he not the culture during those times with the Showtime Lakers?
What's the teams we comparing, Kenny?
No, we're comparing cultures.
No, you started cultures. Hey, fuck that. Back to the list, bro. I'm about to get mad on this. This nigga over here still talking about this culture. Like, shut up. You even got me talking about culture. No, bro.
Culture matters.
It do, but we talking about culture.
We talking about culture, bro.
We talking about coaches, bro.
But anyway, and then Eric Spoelstra is just a Pat Riley little protege, man.
That's so nice.
All he doing is doing what Pat said.
If we compare coaches, I'm taking Greg.
We're talking about cultures. Okay, who better culture? Who got a better culture? The Heat's culture or the Spurs?
That's up. That's a toss up, bro. That's hard.
It's Miami, man.
So but you anyway. Okay, as a younger, we'll probably say Heat. As an old head, you think, you know, older people and all that whoop de whoop. They'll say Spurs, of course.
Man, Spurs didn't start winning until fucking 1999. So that ain't that fucking old.
I'm talking about old heads because the way they play.
I guess.
They play the right way.
We're not having a debate of coaches. We're going to make another video for another time. all right, so we got. But that's, man, we how the fuck we getting our conversation? We talking about because Kawhi Spurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. I got Jimmy as third. He had Kawhi as third.
Yep.
So of course, number four I had Kawhi, and number four he has Jimmy.
Yep. And then we both agreed on the last one.
Yeah, Tatum.
Tatum out of Boston. He still up there. He up there. He the youngest out of the group too, which says a lot. The fact that you that young. And how old is he? He only like 23, huh? 22.
Yeah, he's like 23. He came Duke for a freshman, so he stayed for 1 year. So he's young.
Jason Tatum is 22. I knew he was like 22. He'll turn 23 till March 3rd. Boy was born 1998. That's crazy. A year before the Spurs won their first championship.
But chill out.
But anyway, and that was a lockout season. But anyway, yeah, so that's our top five small forwards in the league. All right, man, we had a little technical difficulty. But right before we had that technical difficulty, I was saying, the list, I had LeBron James 1, KD 2, Kawhi 3, Jimmy Butler 4, and Jason Tatum 5. Dang, I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied. As my top small forwards in the NBA right now going into the season. And these, like I said, this list is like who gonna end the season. At the end of the season, these are going to be the top five players, all right? And weak-ass Jordan, go ahead and tell your list.
The GOAT had the GOAT at number one, of course, LBJ, KD 2, Jimmy 3, Kawhi at 4, and then Tatum at 5.
Why you
said
Kawhi name like that? You had to put that
because, bro, 3-1, smoked. So, yeah. Damn.
Smoked, see, man, being disrespectful, man.
PG and Kawhi getting the same treatment. Why you think Harold said deuces?
But only thing you did with Kawhi, you just knocked him down one spot.
PG did worse than him. Okay. Let's be honest.
But you blame it all on Kawhi.
Huh?
You putting it all on Kawhi.
Because who the best player? Who get all the blame? Because that nigga was so sorry. No, who's going to go down?
PG getting more blame.
No, Kawhi's getting more blame because his name is bigger, bro.
I guess.
And he's on 3-1. Team that blew it, bro.
Anyway, man, let us know how you feel, man. Like I said, you can go ahead. Make sure y'all join the Facebook group. That's Basketball Jones on Facebook. Just type in the search bar, Basketball Jones. Also, we got the Instagram page, Basketball Jones Podcast. Make sure you spell it all the way out. Basketball, the word basketball, Jones, the name Jones, Podcast. On Instagram. Also, we got another Instagram page that we will be posting this list on called Unleashed Basketball. That's fully spelled out. I think it's Unleashed B-Ball. Let me double check with y'all and I'll by time.
Yeah, it's Unleashed B-Ball.
It's Unleashed B-Ball? Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Unleashed B-Ball. I said it wrong on part one. My bad. But Unleashed B-Ball on Instagram. But yeah, we're going to take a small break. I got a little word from my sponsors. We're going to be right back. With our shooting guards, top five shooting guards in the NBA right now.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's the boy, the Hemro Flow. And if you love gaming videos or comedy skits, or you're just trying to see a black man act goofy, then go ahead and check out my YouTube channel at the Hemro Flow. The T-H-E, Hemro, H-E-N-R-O, Flow, F-L-O-W. Don't forget the W now. I post every day, Monday through Friday, and I promise you're going to laugh until it feels like you just did a whole ab workout. But yeah, if you dig into videos and you like what you see, feel free to hit that subscription button, turn on that bell for post notifications, and feel free to leave comments in the comment section. Also, feel free to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Hemro Flow. But yeah, I think that's about everything. So back to What That Bout Do Podcast.
And that was the words from our sponsors, man. We back Basketball Jones Podcast. It's your boy Jay Straight. It's your boy Lil Ken Up or Kenny, whatever you want to call me. Your favorite host with the most. But anyway, let's go ahead and get back into the list. We got shooting guards, top five shooting guards in the NBA today, 2020 going into 2021 year. Actually, before that, we get into this man, speaking of 2021, man, what do you expect more? What is, like, your bold prediction for the NBA going into 2021? Like, what's a bold prediction you got? You got any bold predictions?
Going to 2021.
Like, well, my bold prediction is I think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be top five in the East. I see them being the top five team in the East. Like, legit. I want to say top four. Like, I want to say top four in the East. They're going to be a top higher tier in the Eastern Conference. They're going to have at least one series at the... As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm going to say top four. They're going to have at least one series where they got home court advantage.
Top four, and I can't really make a prediction, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll say Suns top five.
Top five? That's easy to say with two stars.
Yeah, but it could be anywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
That's my bold prediction.
All right. But, yeah, let's get back to the list. You got any New Year's resolutions? I don't really do that type of stuff. I don't know if you want to.
Nah.
Really. All right, yeah, we ain't really about that. But anyway, at the number one shooting guard, we both had James Harden. Easy peasy. He a buck. Get bucks. Dude don't want to be in Houston. Had 44 and 17 his first game. Easy work. Easy.
Yeah,
Then at number two, I'm not going to be disrespectful. Even though my man is hurt. Even though he's hurt. We're not going to be disrespectful and act like if he wasn't hurt, he wouldn't be the second best shooting guard on the planet.
He can be as healthy as an ox.
And that's Klay fucking Thompson.
He can be healthy as an ox. He is not number two. Like, come on, bro. A whole Devin Booker is this. Young, up and coming Bucky.
Devin Booker number three.
He's number two. He's over Klay. He's for sure over Klay.
Devin Booker's two.
I promise you.
I mean, Devin Booker's three.
You said it right. Your mouth wouldn't let you piss up and say that stupid lie. You know it. Devin Booker is number two.
If we're talking about Klay Thompson's still on the planet, right?
Yeah.
And he still has an NBA contract, right?
Of course.
So he's in the NBA.
Yeah.
So if he was healthy, he would be the second best shooting guard in the NBA.
Is that an eye test?
That's a...
Or stats?
Whatever.
The stats?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
You sure?
I mean, 3-point percentage?
Stop.
Who's the best 3-and-D player?
Well, you gotta throw 3-point percentage. Of course, he's one of the best shooters in the world. Of course, you gotta throw that up.
He is, like, when you think of the phrase 3-and-D, it should be a picture of Klay Thompson. Ding! 3-and-D, like amplified to the biggest amplitude, whatever. He is. Like, when you think of the special 3-and-D, you think of Klay Thompson.
All right, when you think of a shooting guard behind James Harden, you think of Devin Booker.
No.
Yeah, bitch. I wouldn't like that.
Stop.
Yes, sir. Devin Booker is a Bucky.
If they match up, Klay Thompson going to win that matchup.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
I promise you.
He going to guard him. If Devin Booker going to guard,
Kawhi was holding Devin Booker. Kawhi was holding Devin Booker. He still dropped over 20 points.
Okay, but Klay be there. Klay there.
What's Klay? Klay ain't nothing to Kawhi. He won defensive player of the year?
No.
Oh, Kawhi has.
He should be in a conversation, though.
Conversation, but not winning.
Klay number two, bro. Booker three.
The disrespect.
Booker three on my list. Tell him who number three on your list.
Number three. It would be...
Bradley Beal. This nigga don't know his own list.
Oh, Bradley Beal.
This nigga don't know his own fucking list.
Cause we went through all these other names, you feel me? Sometimes you forget.
Who number two, the third best shooting guard in the league? Just go off top of your head.
Top of the head. Yeah. All right, you say Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal.
I'll try to read.
Bradley Beal number four. He's the fourth best.
Really debatable. I say Bradley over Klay too.
Hell nah. You already did that because you didn't put Klay yet.
Oh shoot! Look at me. Look at me. See, my mind won't let me lie. Even though you said Booker at number two and try to switch that up and say Klay.
Shut the fuck up.
But my mind won't let me because I know I'm speaking facts.
You read it first, nigga.
No, you biased. You biased because you're a Warriors fan. It's okay. It's same thing with Draymond, but we'll let that slide. Bro, but yeah, Bradley Beal number three.
If Klay was healthy, Klay is the second best shooting guard in the NBA. There's only one shooting guard that is better than Klay Thompson, and that's James Harden. Only one name. But anyway, like I said, I got Bradley Beal at number four, though. And you got who at number four?
I got Donovan Mitchell at number four. He a dog. I'm sorry. He been a dog ever since. And his 3-point percentage is getting better.
I got him at 5.
He getting there.
I got D. Mitch rounding out my number 5. So he up there.
My number 5 is Clay. His rightful place.
Stop.
His rightful place.
So the fact that you got him on this list means you're taking the injury out of the account.
Yes, he's healthy.
He's healthy, and you still have him number 5.
Yes.
Wow. That's so disrespectful.
I'm sorry.
See, that's where disrespect come in. Now, you're just not going to put Klay Thompson on the list because he's injured. He can't play, so therefore, I get that. If you don't put him on. But the fact that you put him on this list means you're telling me a healthy Klay Thompson is worth less than Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Donovan Mitchell.
You know what's even more disrespectful? Niggas who been balling while he's been gone. And you putting Clay above them, taking away from everything they've been doing. That's disrespectful.
How am I taking away, though?
You taking away because you put somebody who haven't really hooped yet, really, to people who've been growing and been showing the potential of being a good-ass star someday. So you putting them behind somebody
that won championships and that's been a star, that's won 3-point contest, that's won championships, that's bailed teams out, championship teams out, being down 3-1,
Dynasty.
Game 6,
Dynasty.
You was at my house, Dynasty.
Yeah, Warriors.
Warriors.
Across his chest.
Klay Thompson.
And he's the best shooter, I'll give you that. But also, you looking at these young bucket getting shooting guards.
So Klay not a
dogs.
Buck?
He's not a buck like them. He's not. Is 60. He a buck like them?
60.
Is he a buck like Booker?
There's only one dude on this list. Two, if you count Harden. Harden never scored more than 60? But he has 60 before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay. It's okay, there's only two people.
He scored 53 times.
There's only two people on this list that scored 60, that scored more than Klay Thompson in a single game. And D-Book has 71, but he lost.
Because it's seen.
Klay Thompson has 60. Didn't even play the fourth. And again, he took 11 dribbles.
That's nice. He had distractions? Klay Thompson got distractions? Who he had? What's his distraction so the best play can't hold you? We can say that thing. I'll kill you.
I hate the way you say that. Say he had help or something.
No, he had distractions. The best player is not guarding Klay, but for sure they guarding Book. And what is he doing? Still getting buckets. Because the best player, the best defender is guarding who?
Steph.
And who? KD.
Yeah.
So exactly. So you got your third best defender on Klay. You got your first best defender, bro, on Book. And he's still getting you buckets.
What about before KD?
Enough said. Your number one defender can't stop him from getting buckets. Next, bro. That's it. I'm sorry. He's not above Booker.
He above Bradley Beal, though.
Bradley, same thing. Same case. What's the distraction is Bradley? Bradley was really sorry.
But they wasn't winning,
had no
though.
Team.
So you saying, okay, if you put...
Oh, you want winning, too? I thought you were going one-on-one off of who's better. Just one-on-one. Like
even one-on-one. Klay gonna get them niggas buckets, bro.
First of all,
he's 6'8". He's like 6'7", 6'8". He's gonna shoot right over him. And it's gonna be hard for them to shoot. Bradley Beal like 6'5". Devin Booker like 6'4".
So you put your number one defender on Klay. Will he get the same numbers?
Klay
as Bradley
is
Beal?
The number one defender. Which one of them two is the number one defender?
Kawhi is the number one defender.
Sorry. Okay, besides those two? Who else?
In the league?
Bradley Beal ain't locking up like Klay.
That's nice.
Donovan Mitchell ain't Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, nigga, all them niggas. Devin Booker, none of them niggas locking up like Klay, bro.
I feel
that. But anyway,
Klay got good defense.
The real list, the mock list, was Harden, Klay Thompson, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal at 4, and then Mitchell. Booker, top 3 at his position, though. That's live.
No,
he
he's top
3.
Two,
he top 3.
He's top 2. You crazy.
He top 3. He not 1 or 2, but he top 3.
Tyler Hero. Fuck. Hey. I'm switching my stuff. Harden number 1. I got Booker number 2. Bradley Beal number 3. Mitchell number 4. And Tyler Hero number 5.
Get the... Bro, I almost threw this damn water bottle at you.
Tyler Cummings.
Tyler Hero over Klay Thompson.
Yeah, and another name you're gonna hate too. Duncan Robinson.
No,
that's an honorable mention. Who's coming for Klay's spot? That's the name you hate. They love comparing Robinson and Klay. Somebody's gonna throw that in there.
But okay, as a shooter, not as a player. Who's a better NBA player?
Who?
Who's better player? You're talking about shooting. Klay Thompson does. Klay Thompson does more than just shoot.
I'm not talking about shooting for Tyler Hero.
What you talking about?
Talking about his whole. Like,
yeah, yeah. But you said Duncan Robinson.
I always said that.
Stop getting disrespectful. No,
because they compare him all the time.
Stop. I don't know why. That's not a good comparison. That's why niggas need to stop talking about.
His shot.
Exactly. His shot. But we're overall, talking about player.
I'm with you with that.
Okay, then shut up. Don't mention him then.
It's funny though. I love the reaction.
We're going to do an honorable mention right now. Because fuck you, Tyler Hero ass nigga. You didn't say Tyler Hero when we was talking about this shit.
I know, but I just realized, like, bro, Tyler Hero's balling. And plus, he's a rookie in the playoffs.
And he's only a rookie, so I'm not going to disrespect Klay Thompson.
Like, he's a rookie in the playoffs putting numbers.
But that was
me mugging LeBron in the finals. That nigga said, ugh.
And Klay Thompson was talking shit to LeBron.
That's nice, because he had distractions.
He had one distraction.
He had two.
No, finals.
Oh, you talking about...
The very first finals.
Okay. Who was holding Kawhi? I mean, Kyrie?
Kyrie was hurt.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, we're going to do an honorable mention. And before I go and say anything about this man, I'm going to let Jordan go his little rant. God, I know he wants to go on his rant. So, if you notice, one name that we did not say on this shooting guard list was Paul George for Los Angeles Clippers. We are doing a list 5-5-5-5, which is basically the 25, like we think is the 25 best players in the league, and Paul George is not on this list. So anything you want to say about honorable mention, yes. Paul? And this is the only honorable mention we have really just made. Everybody else, we didn't really. We just did our 5-5. But Paul George, we give you some type of respect.
No.
Because we're giving you an honorable mention. We haven't gave anybody that's not on this list honorable mention. Like, he mentioned Tyler Hero. I'm not going to say shit about Tyler Hero because he wasn't on my list. So I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Everybody that's on my list, he even mentioned Klay because he had Klay on my shit. That's why he really felt like Klay the best. But anyway, that's besides the point. We're talking about Paul George. Say what you want to say about Paul George.
Paul George, my dude, lost respect from not only me, not only from the fans, not only from the, like, you know, sports reporters and everyone who covers sports and cover basketball, period. But, like, come on now. He shouldn't be an honorable mention. He's not even six. He ain't the sixth man. He ain't like, hey, go in there and go get him. He's not. I'm sorry.
Stop. Yes, he is.
Jamal point guard. So my fault. Switch that up. But still, Brody, he's not there yet.
He'll be six on my list.
He dropped. I dropped Kawhi one. And Kawhi didn't have that much of a bad game.
You put a rookie Tyler Hero over Paul George.
Yes, I have. You know what he did? And what's rookies known for doing in the postseason? They known for nutting up, right?
But it's your
they known for nutting up, right? He didn't. Why the hell you been in the playoffs so long and you nutted up like that? 3-1 lead?
But that happened once.
Huh?
And like a kid.
All it takes is once.
He had to
be remembered. That will forever be remembered. 3-1 leads will always be remembered.
So if Tyler Hero get 3-1 this year, what you gonna say?
He's a rookie. He can say that. He can say that.
Okay, no, he's not gonna be. It's gonna be his second year.
Oh, if he do it this year,
yeah,
it won't be under him though, cause it's not his team.
So he, not, but
it wouldn't be as bad. You gotta understand, he's not a superstar though.
You got Bam on there. You got Jimmy on your other list.
Mm-hmm.
And you got him on this list.
Yeah.
So this is superstar list, bro. These are some of the top. These we just did 5-5-5.
It's a superstar list, but he lost superstar.
So basically, you're saying no. I'm talking about Tyler Hero. All
right.
You're putting Tyler Hero in as a top 30 player in the NBA right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Because he's growing. He's blossoming in front of our eyes. 30? He gave us a snippy.
Wow.
He dropped 30. First of all, wasn't he like the youngest? One of the youngest players?
I'll give him top 30. He might be like 28, 29, but he's not top 25.
He's not. After looking at this list. Well, he's not top 25. Yes, he is, bro.
After looking at this list, he's not top 25. Because this is 25 names that we're doing right now.
He's not top 25?
No, bro. Like, look at these. Clay. He not over Clay. He not over Booker. He not over Draymond. He not over
I don't care, Embiid. Bro. Paul George lost my respect.
I'm talking about... We talking about Hero.
I know. Clay. But you put... I'm sorry, Clay. Bye, Clay.
Bye, Clay. Bye, PG. Wow.
Really, PG. PG's not even top 40 in me, bro. I'm sorry. He lost respect.
Top 40?
He really disappointed me.
Top 40 is like...
Dude, yeah, I could be stretching like, for the top 40.
Yeah, it's like... That's like Blake Griffin.
You gotta understand, bro. I was rooting for these guys because, one, you know... They had the momentum. They was the only team labeled to beat the Lakers. So, yeah, I wanted that L.A. versus L.A. Everybody wanted it. But then you nut it up. And then now you nut it up. You hit the side of the backboard twice.
That's what it is. You're in your feelings, bro.
I'm not in my feelings. Yes, he, no, no. You shouldn't. A superstar would never. James Harden, yeah, he got locked up. They say James Harden choked, but he'd keep on shooting. Paul George was throwing turnovers also. Paul George was missing layups. He was doing all. He didn't only just kept missing, like, threes and all that. Defense. He couldn't hold Murray. He let another dude rock him. Do all these things to him anyway. Ain't supposed to be what? One of the top defenders, right? In game 7. And then they had to lead in game 7. And they blew it.
I didn't keep telling you to watch your tone.
I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated because you reach out giving this honorable mention. And I'm just giving you all these lists of why he keep on. Each thing I mentioned is the spot he dropping down every time. Top defender got showed up by Murray in game 7. The time they need you most. And Murray's what? Do we even got Murray on this list? He's not even our top. Well, you got Murray in your top 25. I don't. Yeah. Most people wouldn't have Murray in their top 25. You feel me? Because, you know, people got their different ways. You know,
Murray a bucket.
He's a bucket, but Paul, PG, before that happened, would you put Murray over PG?
No.
Exactly. Would you even talk about it?
No.
Exactly. But now it's being talked about. Why?
Because that nigga gave that nigga big bucks.
Exactly. He was dropping 30, bro.
He was giving Bo big buckets.
And he's supposed to be one of the top defenders. That's why I was like,
that's why we gave him honorable mention, bro.
No, bro, I'm sorry. Like, not only you nut up on offense, but something you actually good and very known for, defender, too. You nutted up in that, too. You nutted up in two things that you're supposed to be known for. You drop big off of that, bro.
If you say so.
Nah. I know
so,
bro.
All right, man. So that's our top five. We got, I got Harden, Clay, Booker, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell. He had Harden, Booker, Bradley, Mitchell, Clay, and a very, very, very emotional honorable mention with Paul George.
No, fuck that.
All right, but man, we're going to do another little quick break from our sponsors, get a little word from them, and then we're going to be right back with our point guards and to round off our list.
What is this?
That was our podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you guys want to engage with us, go to Facebook, click the search bar, and join our group, Basketball Jones. You get to interact with the host with the most and our basketball community. Y'all, thank you for enjoying the podcast, and have a great day.